And speaking of love, you know, I think one of the things that's loved most in the world is food. And Cheltenham-based charity Global Footsteps' latest project will provide energy-efficient cook stoves to people in Kenya. Now, this uses around a third of the wood consumed by traditional cooking fires. They say cooking on open fire causes chronic health risks and does cause an environmental impact too. Deforestation, CO2 emissions, that kind of stuff. Now, I'm joined this evening by Alison Crane. Good evening, Alison.
Good evening.
And Alison's here to tell us more about these stoves that we're going to be talking about. Now, Kenya Cook Stove sounds like a great solution. Is there scientific data which tells you how much of a health risk open fires cause?
Pneumonia is a big killer, especially for young children, children under five in African countries. And a lot of the reason for the children getting pneumonia is the toxic fumes from open fires. Hopefully this will really reduce health risk. Also, I went to Kenya, was lucky enough a little while ago, and I met the women that were going to be training to make these cook stoves, and a lot of them are HIV positive. They're a self-help group, and a lot of them are widows, and so obviously if you've got HIV positive, then it's important to try and keep healthy, and it's very difficult to do when you toxic fumes in your kitchen every day.
Now, you just spoke about going to Kenya. Where exactly in Kenya is this area? Where are the stoves going to be provided?
Well, it's in the Kisumu area, so that's in western Kenya, on the shores of Lake Victoria, and this particular group is in a rural area, so they live in quite a poor village, and all the families use open fires. I was quite shocked to realise that when I went there, and I spent a day with the village women just doing everything that they did, and they call them the three stone fire. They have to go collecting wood for quite a lot of every day, and obviously, as you said, that causes deforestation, a lot of carbon emissions. So as you said, it's an environmental project and a health project, and it's saving them time. If they use a lot less wood, then they can do other things, you know, make things to sell or do their farming.
So, now what's the population of this area that you're talking about?
I'm not very good at remembering numbers, but the leader of the project is a local politician called Benta Ndeida, she's a ward councillor, and so we're targeting her ward initially, which is quite a dispersed rural settlement, and training the Iniga women to make cook stoves, which then they can sell, and we're hoping to make getting on for 700 cook stoves, and that they'll all be sold in the local area. They've researched the market. They know there's a demand for it. It's not a new thing. That there are a lot of families in the Kisumu area and in the rest of Kenya that have already benefited, and so you know, these families that are still using open fires, they're very keen to transfer to these new stoves, and they're going to be sold at an affordable price, and hopefully the women can train other women, and so, you know, it's a sustainable project, and, you know, economic advantage to them.
Now, from your end, how many stoves are going to be going over initially?
Well, the women are going to be making them there from local materials. They're made from local clay and metal, which is also made in Kenya. We've partnered with a local company based in Taunton, CO2 Balance, and they've got people in Kisumu who are going to train the women how to make them, you know, from from local materials, and the aim is to make 675, and that's how many we could make from around £20,000. So the charity is going to be donating £10,000, and we're hoping to raise the other £10,000 from, you know, telling the story.
Okay. Now, what stage is the project at right now?
Well, we're all ready to go. It hasn't started. Obviously, we've got this relationship with all the three partners. There's Global Footsteps, there's CO2 Balance, and the Iniga Women, and we're in almost daily contact with them, just getting everything in place, all the agreements, and the money's there, ready to go for them to start. But we're still hoping to raise some more from people locally.
Okay, now what measures have you got in place for those families who will be resistant to change and who will say, we don't like this, it's too new, it's too modern, we want to stick with our old ways? What are you going to do about those families?
Well, I think there'll be enough demand from to sell all the stoves. The evidence we've got is that people want them, and it's still a very simple thing. It's like a rocket stove. It still uses wood, but it burns more efficiently. So it's not like something that's high tech. So I believe that people will want them, and I think there'll always be people, unfortunately, that there are billions of people all over the world that are still using open fires, but this is just a intermediate technology, if you like. So it'll be helping those families that we can, and hopefully enabling them to help more and so on.
Now, our listeners are hearing you. What can they do? How can they engage with your charity to help to raise these funds?
Well, as I say, we're still trying to raise money. So, and you can donate online. The Global Footsteps website is global-footsteps.org, and that'll give you more information about the Cookstove project, and also a link to Virgin Giving, which is a way to donate online and to gift aid your donation, if you like. Also, I'm very happy to give talks to local groups and tell them more about it than I've had time to tell you tonight.
And how can they contact you?
Through the website.
Through the website.
There's email and phone number. I'll travel around Gloucestershire, but not further afield than that. But obviously, anybody's welcome to donate.
Can we just give them that website address again, please?
www.global-footsteps.org.
And there you go. Thank you so much for coming in this evening, Alison, and sharing with us your charity's project idea for helping people to have a healthier, better lifestyle when it comes to cooking in Kenya.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Okay.